In this podcast, we will be discussing the abduction of Heidi Allen. Heidi Allen was an 18-year-old girl who worked at a D&W convenience store in New Haven, New York. I actually drive past there on my way to and from Oswego. I remember hearing about this case from my dad when we were driving home from Oswego for spring break. I had remembered hearing the name, but it really intrigued me when my dad pointed to the gas station we were driving past and said that is where it happened. After finding out how close to home this was for me, which is Watertown, so not too far, and how close it is to school for me, Oswego, I instantly grew interested in the case and wanted to learn more. I learned that Heidi was 18 years old at the time she was abducted, not much younger than me, which really put it into perspective. People believe that the last known person in the store, Richard Thibodeau, had something to do with Heidi's disappearance. Witnesses reported seeing two men leading a girl to a black and white van. Later, someone reported seeing a van swerving and saw the driver distracted by something behind them. There are also questions regarding the involvement of his brother Gary. There are several reasons why people question if Gary was really involved. He claimed he was home Easter morning. He had allegedly went to Massachusetts later on that day with his girlfriend, but witnesses reported seeing her in Oswego that day as well. Gary even later denied going to Massachusetts. Another witness reported seeing Gary and Richard carrying something long, covered in plastic, and tied with rope into the woods. However, nothing relevant to the case was found in the woods. What made the jury believe Gary was guilty was the testimonies of the people who did not even have a direct interest in the case. Richard denied going to Gary's house that day. He said he went home after going to the store. There were witnesses who claimed seeing the van at Gary's house while someone mentioned seeing it driving through New Haven at the same time. Richard denied carrying anything into the woods. His boss said he was at work in Liverpool at the time. However, he was not with him the whole day. Heidi has not been found to this day. Many unfortunately believe that she is dead. Gary was given 25 years to life while Richard was acquitted. There have been a couple instances in which new witnesses have brought up new possible suspects. However, these have never led to anything. Richard tried to get a new trial due to this, but was rejected and his sentence was upheld. He died soon after of COPD, which is a lung disease, and the case of Heidi Allen remains unsolved to this day. I personally believe that Richard and Gary Thibodeau are responsible for Heidi's disappearance. I think that they lured her to the van, kidnapped her, and disposed of her body. I think this because there were so many alleged sightings from witnesses, you cannot just make some of these things up, such as the detailed description of what one saw them carrying into the woods, or the exact description of the car, of the black and white van swerving in the road. However, it really makes me wonder why these witnesses would not just call the police when they saw these suspicious things. I believe Gary and Richard worked together to abduct Heidi Allen and just did not have their stories completely in sync with one another's, hence the several contradicting allegations. I feel that Richard just got the easier end of the deal and did not have enough evidence to lock him up, however he should be. The reason I chose to talk about this case is because, being that I'm a criminal justice major, I find crime stories very interesting. Along with many people today, crime has an attraction to it that I'm interested in. It is a fascinating subject as it includes the drama, the mystery, and the shock that many people love. This case was personally attractive to me because the girl involved was around my age in an area where I am often near. It is extremely scary to think that this could happen to anyone. When learning about cases in this subject, I try to remember that these are real people and they never thought it would happen to them either. However, this is life and these things happen. It's a very frightening concept, but it is true. I hope to one day work on cases such as these. I am very, very thankful to be interested in this field of work because it gives you a good look of what goes on. It makes you much more aware than the average person. Some people may want to see it as they would rather not know the gritty details that can happen, but I see it as a privilege to be able to be aware and protect those that I care about. I am very thankful that I had this opportunity to talk about this case and spread awareness. I really hope people consider these real dangerous things that happen so that they can stay safe as well. In this podcast, we will be discussing the abduction of Heidi Allen. This took place early on April 3rd, 1994, which happened to be Easter morning. Heidi Allen was a young girl who worked at a D&W convenience store in New Haven, New York. I actually drive past there on my way to and from Oswego. I remember hearing about this case from my dad when we were driving home from Oswego for spring break. I had remembered hearing the name, but it really intrigued me when my dad pointed to the gas station we were driving past and said that is where it happened. After finding out how close to home this was for me, which is Watertown, so not too far, and how close it is to school for me, Oswego, I instantly grew interested in the case and wanted to learn more. I learned that Heidi was 18 years old at the time she was abducted, not much younger than me, which really put it into perspective. People believe that the last known person in the store, Richard Thibodeau, had something to do with Heidi's disappearance. He bought a pack of cigarettes and, when questioned by police, mentioned a man held the door open for him. This man said that no one else was with Richard. Witnesses reported seeing two men leading a girl to a black and white van. Later, someone reported seeing a van swerving and saw the driver distracted by something behind them. To me, this is extremely suspicious and is almost completely obvious that the two brothers had something to do with Heidi's abduction. There are also questions regarding the involvement of his brother Gary. However, there are several reasons why people question if Gary was really involved. He claimed he was home Easter morning. He had allegedly went to Massachusetts later on that day with his girlfriend, but witnesses reported seeing her in Oswego that day as well. Gary even later denied going to Massachusetts. Another witness reported seeing Gary and Richard carrying something long, covered in plastic, and tied with rope into the woods. However, nothing relevant to the case was found in the woods. What made the jury believe Gary was guilty were the testimonies of the people who did not even have a direct interest in the case. This goes to show that if people who do not even really care for the case have something to say, it must be important. Richard denied going to Gary's house that day. He said he went home after going to the store. There were witnesses who claimed seeing the van at Gary's house while someone mentioned seeing it driving through New Haven at the same time. Richard denied carrying anything into the woods. His boss said he was at work in Liverpool at the time. However, he was not with him the whole day, so this brings question as to if Richard was actually guilty. Heidi has not been found to this day. Many unfortunately believe that she is dead. Garrett was given 25 years to life while Richard was somehow acquitted. There have been a couple instances in which new witnesses brought up new possible suspects. However, these have never led to anything. Two other men who were in question of Heidi's disappearance are Roger Breckenridge and James Steen. Richard tried to get a new trial due to this, but was rejected, and his sentence remained the same. He died in prison soon after of COPD, which is a lung disease, and the case of Heidi Allen remains unsolved to this day. I personally believe that Richard and Gary Thibodeau are responsible for Heidi's disappearance. I think they lured her to the van, kidnapped her, and disposed of her body. I think this because there were so many alleged sightings from witnesses, you cannot just make some of these things up. Some of these sightings included the detailed description of what one saw them carrying to the woods, or the exact description of the black and white van swerving in the road. However, it really makes me wonder why these witnesses would not just call the police when they saw these suspicious things. I believe Gary and Richard worked together to abduct Heidi Allen and just did not have their stories completely in sync with one another's, hence the several contradicting allegations. I feel that Richard's got the easier end of the deal and did not have enough evidence to lock him up. However, he should be. Their stories had many faults in it, being that there were so many possible sightings of the van, a girl, and even the instance of Gary going to Massachusetts and denying it later. This makes no sense to me and puts a major hole in their stories, in my opinion. It truly baffles me to try to understand how Richard was not also found guilty and that there is absolutely no sign of Heidi anywhere. The reason I chose to talk about this case is because, being that I am a criminal justice major, I naturally find crime stories very interesting. Along with many people today, crime has an attraction to it that I am interested in. It is a fascinating subject as it includes the drama, the mystery, and the shock that many people love. This case personally was attractive to me because the girl involved was around my age in an area where I am often near. It is extremely scary to think that this can happen to anyone. When learning about cases in this subject, I try to remember that these are real people and that they never thought it would happen to them either. However, this is life and these things happen. It's a very frightening concept, but it is true. I hope to one day work on cases such as these. I am very thankful to be interested in this field of work because it gives you a good look of what goes on. It makes you much more aware than the average person. Some people may want to see it as they would rather not know the gritty details that can happen, but I see it as a privilege to be able to be aware and protect those that I care about. Attempting to make sense of this tragedy is extremely difficult, and I hope there is justice brought to Heidi and her family one day. I am very thankful that I had this opportunity to talk about this case and spread awareness. I really hope people consider these real dangerous situations that happen so that they can stay safe as well.